Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We are here, as always, the Lord's will, amen, to help you and encourage you and to bless you on the level of grassroots. In other words, we're talking about, the Bible says, get wisdom and all that getting, get understanding. So we're here to reach out to you and those that are with, are listening to the sound of my voice. If you'd like to call in to be a special guest, you can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about solving problems. Amen. This is section 3. Amen. Rated X, triple X. Amen. Because we're trying to get to the bottom of the situation of why the problem is. Where did the problem come from and why you're having a problem. And many a times we forget, amen, that we forget about noticing our environment and things around us. But right now we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for the listeners, O God, of this program. And we know, Lord, it wasn't by accident that you brought them here. God, we know that it wasn't by mistake they hit the wrong number. But Lord, we know you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. One can chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000. And, oh God, we know you always give out revelations when two or three or more minds come together and discuss situation. We gain strength from each other. Proverbs says that iron sharpens iron. So we're here today, oh God, at this time and this place. Oh God, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon all listeners, amen, wherever they might be, remote, at their home, or their business. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen. We want to begin now, amen, finding the path of life. Sometimes as we go through our walk with Christ and we come into a new family, and many of you know, many women know, those that inherited the situations, and they come into new money, or they come into new blessings, they come into new families or new jobs. They try to find that, you know, compatible situation between relationships and jobs, environment. Amen. So here once you become in Christ, you become a new creature. The Bible says all things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. And finding that body of relationship and they be able to move with confidence, the greatest thing you can do, amen, is to learn to trust in God. Number one, amen, get that trust out of the way, amen. Make sure, amen, that you know without a doubt, you know that you know, amen, Jesus is your friend. You know that you know. And you know that you know, amen, that you have a relationship with God. And this comes through prayer. It comes through reading his word. It's come through walking, amen, and trusting in him. Amen. The Bible says trust. You know, trust in God with all our heart and lean not on our understanding. As Proverbs say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. All our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. Well, you say, oh, well, you know, these are old things. Yes, it's old, but it becomes fresher. Amen. But, you know, if he was a boxer in some type of sports, you have a coach there. You have a coach there, and this person, amen, is reminding you, listen, amen, your best defense. Remember, we practice amen, going to the right. Remember, we practice, amen, shooting the ball here. Remember, we practice here, reminding you your strong points. He reminding you, amen, what be the best defense to win this at this time, to win this at this time. Let me read for you, amen, here. As we become Christians and we become, amen, leaders and walkers and examples to the world, one thing we have to remember, that Jesus, he paved the way for us. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. Jesus had and always paved the way. And he just paved the way, and but we have to walk in it. Walking in it means, you know, you take the word of God. Let's say we, if you had a pen, you would write on your right leg, you write down faith. In your left leg, you write down works. You know, the right leg, faith, we mean you write down the promises of God that he promised you. And your left leg, you're talking about works. So when you begin to walk out, you know, you take all the works, and then you look at your benefits, then you begin to walk out. You begin to walk out, right leg, left leg, faith works, faith works, faith works. And the Apostle James say, what is faith without works is dead. So you have to take the benefits, amen, that God has, and try, see if they're workable. See how can they apply to you? Because God, amen, he's able to deal with millions of people, billions of people. He knows everything. He sees everything. And he's able, amen, to answer prayer. He's able to do the impossible, if you understand and if you believe in him. And that's the key. Believing, trusting, and relationship. Believing, trusting, and relationship. Believing his word, trusting his word about what going and doing. If you are sitting down now, you're sitting in your seat, you tried it so many times, and you know when you see a chair or something, say, well, you can use this seat. Amen. You just go sit there. You just trust that seat. You trust that seat. If it doesn't hold you up, that chair there, I noticed that chair last time, it didn't hold me up. Or that chair didn't hold, that type of chair that won't hold me up. But you when you see seats, when you see those chairs, vehicles, airplanes, in your home, wherever, you know they're designed to hold you up. They're designed to hold you up. God, amen, through his son Jesus Christ, amen, Jesus came and he dealt with all our problems, that he knows and he will follow through, because through the name of Jesus, his name is so powerful, and he will do what he said he can do, and it will accomplish whatever he said it to do. Notice here in Matthew, the fourth chapter of Matthew, and we're going to read here, and beginning at the first verse. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, watch this now. We're going to talk about the war of words. The war of words. War of words. How powerful God's word is to our adversary, how powerful God's word is against our problems, how powerful God's word is, amen. We quote his word, amen. We live by his, watch this. He said, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. That's what the devil said. Now he said this. He will tell you things. He will tell you things and question you. The enemy will question your understanding. But he answered and said, this is Jesus, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Now Jesus said, he's the Son of God, he's God in the flesh, And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we just finished talking about the promises. We live on God's promises. We walk on God's promises. We sleep on God's promises. Then the devil took him up into a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge over thee, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now notice that this is a war word. Jesus is using God's word, and the enemy, you know, he's kind of paraphrasing and coming back at Jesus with, you know, sidestepping and trying to get Jesus off God for him to deviate from his word like he is. Again, the devil took him up to exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. And he said unto him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. And the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Now, here is the Son of God, the most powerful, amen. He knows all things, he sees all things, but now he has deviated from all of that, become man, amen, become human, God in the flesh, amen. He came and dwelt among his own received him not, 1 John said, Gospel according to John said, the first chapter. And he laid aside all these things, become humble, amen, to see, to feel what we are going through. Well, when Jesus left, amen, he said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, even to the end of the world. Well, what we're going to do now, we have a song here, amen, by Lisa McKenzie, and you can hear, amen, about kind of what we're talking about the words of God.
exercising wisdom. I can speak your word and forever change my life. At your word, nations bow on bended knee. There is no demon in hell that will not flee. When I stand in Jesus Christ's authority, because I have faith, I can speak to the mountain, and it shall obey me, and nothing shall be impossible unto them that believe.
I walk by faith and not by sight. I speak a word and bring new life.
For we look not at that which is seen. That which is seen is temporal and subject to change. I don't care what it looks like. No circumstance, no situation, no obstacle can deny me walking in my purpose and my destiny.
Circumstances don't rule over me. I won't be moved by what I see.
I am clothed in the armor of God, armed with the sword of the Spirit, for the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Satan, you're under my feet. I speak a word and you must leave.
Speak to your circumstance. Declare a day they don't stand a chance. Be aware they are subject to you. Declare that they are changed in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Amen. We have benefits as a child of God. You have benefits. You have the authority. God said you give you power after the Holy Spirit come upon you. Once you accept Christ, speak his word. Speak his word. It might not be what you think or what you feel like it might be, but it's not by feeling. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. And speaking God's word is so important. Amen. When we begin to, amen, trusting in God and following his word, because there's a hope. We are spiritual. We're body, soul, and spirit. And because the inner man is spiritual and we are spirit, and the things that we are battling, amen, is spiritual. It's spiritual. So we have to be aware of the mind. The warfare of the mind. I had a writer that described the mind as like, amen, the sky. And from by and by, you have the rain to come through. Then you have the clouds. Then by and by, you might have snow. The weather change. But the sky is still there. The sky is still there. You know, the mind. He was saying that the mind itself. Amen. Things come and go in the mind. If you sit and meditate and watch, amen, where did that thought come from? Oh, my God, where did that come from? Oh, why am I thinking like this? And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, boom, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's going back and forth. And maybe you're tired. You don't feel good now. And all of a sudden, you know, your mind begin to travel. Begin to daydream, begin to imagine things, and it's all in the mind. So what sometimes you do, you go on diets, you take medication, herbs, use drugs, amen. You try all types of therapy, amen, because you can't sleep because of the mind. things coming and going in the mind. But if we stir up the mind with the Word of God, we have to keep our mind in Christ Jesus. Romans 12 speaks of, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that you be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing the mind. Because the enemy is always, he's throwing good dots. He's throwing emotions. He's bringing up past thoughts. Amen. That you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Now, what that has to do with your problems? Now, we back. What does it have to do with your problems? First, you have to really identify where did that thought come from. Oh, it was an actual situation. Then once you realize, amen, that is an actual situation, you know, that you're dealing with. But if it's just something that's come up in your mind, and you suppose somebody thought, you know, you're thinking on things that you have not been proven about, amen, you have to really find a pathway to get close to that situation and see whether or not is it healthy, is it positive, or is it a trial or tribulation that you feel now. We're not saying God, but that you feel, amen, is hurting you. And Paul was saying here in the book of Romans, let us lay aside every weight. Let us be transformed. Let us lay aside things, and you know, let us get back from renew our mind. Let us transform our mind. Let us rebuild our mind. You know, they have cars. When men take cars, and they make them out of racers. You know, certain model of cars they really like, and I seen them strip them down. They put different type of motors in them, and strip away because the speed, they want speed. They'll tear away all excess weight, all type of metal and object and iron, amen, that they feel whereby they can gain an extra couple of miles, extra power, amen, to beat their opponent. And we'll find here, amen. Those of you who like to call in, you can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And just push one, amen, on your phone, and you like to share in this conversation. Amen. Share some of the views that you have. Solving problems with Jesus and speaking the word. Amen. We know how words are. We know, amen, how many of you speak to your loved ones. And sometimes you speak to those that you don't care too much about. You know, words can hurt. If you aim them, you put your heart and mind behind words, sometimes you're not aware of what you're saying and how you say it. Amen. And sometimes you get tired of saying, amen, speaking about a problem, about a situation. But you must understand, the enemy is not going to give up. That's why we have to press our way. Amen. Effectual, firm of prayer, James said, of a righteous man availeth much. When you speak the word and you be positive about speaking the word, you feel better that you are doing something. Amen. Many a times, we go on binges, excessive exercise, excessive eating, medication, because we want to feel that we're doing something, amen, towards solving the problem from a self point of view. Amen. But the Bible said in Matthew 7:7, seek and you will find. You know, you have to touch out. You have to reach out. Amen. And make contact with the answer. No, don't battle yourself. You know, force yourself. Amen. I read a portion of a writer. He was saying that he wanted to change the world. He decided he's going to change the world. By changing the world, he believed he can solve his problem. So he launched out to change the world, found out he didn't have enough resources or finance, amen, to change the world. So he decided to change his state. Change his state. And we began to survey that, the time he put in, the money he ran into. He didn't have enough contacts, and he didn't have enough time. Again, to get older, he decided, well, you know what, I'm going to work on my family. I'm going to work on my family, my cousin and relatives, and, you know, I'm going to work with them, work on, I'm going to change them, and, you know, this is going to help me change my problems. I'm going to have to worry with it too much, things that come up. But he found out he just made enemies. He made enemies. He created bigger problems. So he decided, said, well, I'm going to work on myself first. Let me work on myself. All those years, his tour in life to solve problems, amen, the world and the state, amen, his family and the community, he resigned, said, well, let me work on myself. Let me work on myself. And it's very important with Jesus. Jesus, we need him in our corner. We need him to be with us. And that's why God came here through his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, without him, we will feel lonely. Amen. God told Adam and Eve, amen, not to do this, not to do that. Not because he didn't love them, but because we had an enemy of mankind. Amen. The fallen angels don't like human beings. They have been in heaven. They know about all the glory. They know about all the blessings. And they know about all of the, amen, things that God had planned. And but because they stepped out and decided to take over the throne because of our free will, because of the will of God. God loved us. He cares so much for us. He decided, amen, and the enemy decided, Lucifer decided, the son of morning, that, you know what, I'm going to go up a little higher and take over the throne of God. And that's when he was evicted. A third of the host was evicted. And they down here making trouble with all human beings. All the trouble, all the problems is coming through hate, killing, stealing, and wars and rumors of war, sickness, all of that because human beings have an enemy. The only way to counteract that, to have the panacea for all of this is Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. If we rely on him and work out, we live in a contaminated world. We live in a contaminated world. So if you focus right now that, you know, we live in a contaminated world, amen, and God died for the whole world, but you have to accept him. You know, people have to accept Christ. They have to accept, say, Father, forgive me of my sin. I love you. He comes in my heart. You know, and then at that point, through your mouth and your confession and from your heart, you believe and you confess, then you have to practice. You have to practice. You have to go to assemblies where they practice the faith in Jesus Christ and God's Son. And God is the creator of all mankind, that he is the God of all gods. Amen. And when you begin to practice, amen, your mind begin to be renewed because you begin to prove out, amen, that these problems, these situations are coming. They're only temporary. And you thank God that you got a dual citizenship. Amen. Jesus did not miss the problem of the earth. He did not come late. You know, he knows why he went to develop to create a new heaven and a new earth. If we look around us and we hear what's happening on this earth, You can see why God went away. He said, I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. I'm going to create a new, brand new everything. I'm going to come back and I'm going to receive you. Those that receive Christ, amen, he's going to take us with him. But why are you leaving us here? Because he wants the world to see that he has the power to keep you. Even in your difficulties, even in your trials and tribulations, you know, you just have to be reprogrammed. You have to be just reprogrammed. You have to be, amen, redesigned in your mind. You have to go to the computer. Amen. You got to delete a lot of things that, because you was born in sin, your environment, your home, the place you work, the places you go, amen, is infiltrated, is contaminated, is against God. They have a lot of other gods, have a lot of other ideas and places and things. But the God that we serve, the God that we love, he created a brand new heaven and earth, real brand new. But because you're here, he wants you to be a witness. He wants you to be a witness of his power that you can withstand. Amen. Because Proverbs saying to get wisdom, all I get is an understanding. You understand, yes, weather's come. You understand situations that comes upon this earth. Weathers, phantoms, wars, rumors of wars. You understand why they're coming, and you understand how long they're going to endure, and they're coming back and forth, and you are able to reach out to other people because you're an ambassador for heaven, you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and all we have to do is retrain our mind, you know, live the simple life. Thank God for the day, the time, amen. In the book of Psalms, Moses said, help us to number our days and apply our heart unto wisdom. Thank God for the day. Thank God. Lord, I thank you for the day. Lord, I thank you for my life, health, and strength. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Because we're living in a body that's contaminated. It's going back to the dust. Amen. Every time we sit over a grave, we say, from earth to earth, ashes to ashes, to dust to dust. We're going back. But the inner man, the spiritual man, amen, we have a dual citizenship. I already got a passport. It's stamped with Jesus Christ and it's stamped on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has stamped all of his God's people. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit stamped you on your forehead. It's a spiritual stamp. It's a spiritual stamp. You are more spiritual than you realize when you come to Christ. You're more powerful than you realize when you come to Christ. There's just a lot of disinformation going on now. And Christ said in the last days, be a lot of disinformation going on. Amen. A lot of people falling away from the faith, the promises God has, because they really don't understand. They have to speak it out. They have to work it out. They have to walk it out. And God began to move things before them, touch minds of people. If you want to see somebody change, amen, you walk in God's word and treat them like God treated you by loving kindness. Amen. You can change your problem. He said he'll make your enemy your footstool. You know, God, if you have a Bible and you read the books and the book of Revelation, amen, all the churches that he addressed, the angel of the church, he said, listen, I know your works. I know you did a good thing. But there's one thing I have against you. Now, this is what God, this is his theory. How to address people's problems. God knows what you're doing right. He knows what you're doing wrong. But he will always give you the account, give you the benefit of the doubt first. Then he say, you know what? Because you're my child and I care for you, amen, I'm going to give you a chance to adjust this problem, because I know the biggest problems you have all the time, that all the human beings have, we have an enemy constantly throwing things out of our mind. He constantly throwing, we were saying that the mind is like the space above the earth, like a heaven above the earth. See how the clouds move in? After a while, the clouds and the rain come. You know, our mind is that way. Things, thoughts come across our mind. You know, feelings come across our mind. different things come across. If you sit and they say, wait, I'm gonna sit here and examine, where is this thought coming from? Where does this problem originated from? What was it? Was I eating anything? Did I have a lack of sleep? You know, and you don't ponder over that, because if you watch it, that mind gonna go over and over. That same old thought coming around again, coming around again. Here it comes, coming back around. And if you don't put in no more information in your mind, if you don't put no more information, amen, it'd be like a broken record. It comes around. But you have to reach out, because Jesus is there. And Lord, you know, I need you to stop this. You know, and you start reading his word. And Paul was saying about reading his word. Amen. Paul says, stir up your mind. Stir up your mind. Amen. And one of the things we have to understand, and Peter said about dealing with problems, and also we have to understand about dealing with problems, that notice in Hebrews 12 and 7, we read already, and also James said, God does not hurt us in order to make us strong. The Bible said God does not tempt us, James 1 and 13. But he does allow trials to enter into our lives. The Bible said we should hold on during our suffering, because they are like a father discipline. Amen. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. We live here, but you won already. You live here, and you're watching things, and you just is a fix. Everything is fixed, because Jesus is with you. If you just keep that in mind, that he is with you always. Maybe you need to get a piece of pencil or a piece of string or something to tie and remind you that, because we have to renew our mind by praying in the morning, praying over our food, praying when your mind begins to drift. If you practice, set and quiet yourself, you know, without TV, radio, records and different things to kind of quiet your mind. You know, if that thought comes, and watch those thoughts that come around and quiet your mind. Say, oh, nope, I'm not going to think that. I'm not going to think that again. And begin to watch the situations, and you begin to see where this contamination come from, and you'll be able to get victory over it. You can pray with the Lord, I want you to reject this. I do not accept this. I do not believe in this. And once you begin to be like a Joshua, like God told Moses, Moses told Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. But Joshua, you be of good courage. Be strong and courageous. You know, don't weary in time like this. Amen. You have to build yourself up constantly, quoting your word. I'm free, I'm healed, I'm blessed. I'm walking with Christ. I accept this, because out of this is going to come something I can write a book on. Out of this, I'm going to be able to talk to my sister, my brother. And then out of this, I'll be able to share with others, because God allowed this to come. And I know it's here for a reason. And I know he loves me. He cares for me. And whatever I'm going through now, I accept this door that I'm walking through. This door I'm walking through, I know it's going to be push me out to another level of understanding and another level of his suffering and his dying for us. You accept that. You accept that. And as you go. Now, here's some reminders that you can boast your soul in the experience of life. God will not allow anything to happen to you that you cannot bear. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. God will not allow. Now, think about it. Hold on. Let's think about this. Let's reason with this. You have an opponent. And an opponent doing everything he can to destroy human beings. I mean, he's throwing the, you know, if you know anything about wrestling, there was a time when, you know, I used to look at wrestling, and, boy, they grabbed chairs. They used to come out of the audience. The tag team, one of the members go out in the audience. He'd grab a chair and come in and hit the man in the ring, knock the referee out, and, oh, they throw everything at the opponent. But God will not allow. Amen. If you get hit with a chair, a kitchen sink or something, He know you can bear that, and you can get up. And what's the worst thing you can do to the enemy? You keep getting up, and he hit you with everything. He turned around, but God knows that you can bear that. He knows that you can bear that. Now, Romans 8:28 says, God is able to transform painful experience into profound and powerful life lessons. Romans 8:28. God is able. Whatever you're going through, amen. You can remember, amen. He's bringing you out. This is his time, amen. You're reading. You depended on him. You're talking to him. You're walking upright, amen. People have called you names. Oh, you shouldn't have been this Christian. Why you want to be a Christian? Well, they call you name. Amen. And the world said, come on out here. You know, let's party. Let's break all God's laws. He don't care. He doesn't see. He doesn't hear. You know. But you know, he sees, he hears. Because your contact with him changed your life. When you had a true contact with God, it changed your life. Through Jesus Christ. When you make that contact, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. And you went somewhere, was baptized in water, open show, the water taken on the inside, and begin to fellowship. That contact changed your life. A true prayer, a true relationship with God goes a long way, all the way to heaven. If you feel at this point in this time that your relationship has been tarnished, you've been knocked down, but listen here, he's there. He's the one going to pick you up. You trusted and depended on him. He's going to pick you up because he's the one going to take you to heaven. He's the one going to take you to heaven. If you sit back and write down a piece of paper and write down, say, well, you know, God, he helped me in my health situation. He helped me in my finance. He helped me find a wife. He helped me find a husband. He helped me in my investment. Oh, let's go through and let him help. Let him help. Don't fall on that old, amen, doctrine, the first doctrine Satan brought forth. Well, if you choose, you'll be like God. You'll be able to understand everything he understands. Amen. You'll be like God between to choose good and evil. And you're making all these mistakes, and they will come out to be evil. Amen. Investment, somebody said, the seller said, oh, it's good. Oh, you can buy this. Find out he was lying. You run across lions and, you know, people that, oh, they're treacherous today. You really have to pray. Amen. Because God, Lord, I made an honest mistake. And don't allow yourself to follow after self, but trust in God. Through praying, through walking and quoting his word, and say, Lord, I'm going to do all I can, but you know I need to do work on this problem. Send somebody, help somebody, let me call somebody. Do what you can. Do what you can. And when man does what he can, you feel better on the inside. You feel better. You know, quote it out. Talk it out. Amen. You don't have to talk it out with people. If you feel like you can quote God's word in your closet, your room, your home, your personal time, just talk it out until you get tired. And when you get tired again, then rest a while and try it again. Because faith comes by hearing. The more you talk it out, and your ears hear it, and the more it gets in your spirit, it builds your confidence. It builds you up. Jude say, praying in the most holy faith, amen, in the Holy Ghost. It builds you up. It builds your confidence in God. The more you talk it, the more you express it, the more you speak it out. Amen. It builds you up. It builds you up. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, God used those who have experienced pain to bring comfort to others who are hurting today. Somebody helped you. Somebody was able to come and put their arms around you. And they said, you know, I was there. I think this saying today, I've been there and done that. Many people want to be able to say, oh, I've been there and done that. But being there, out there in the wilderness, no friends, you know, being there, crying and weeping, David said he was crying, amen, weeping, loneliness, cold, out there in the cave, amen, ducking and half sleeping from Saul throwing arrows and trying to kill him. Been there and done that, and I don't think anybody want to choose that, just to be boastful and stand up and give a testimony, just to write a song or write a book. Oh, I've been there and done that, because you don't tempt God. Because God, he doesn't allow things to come on you. So don't you run out there and be involved in evil, amen, to get a reputation, to get a name, to write a song. No, that's not God. Amen. Don't go out there and say, these are the signs of those that believe. Amen. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if you take up serpents. No, don't tempt God. Go out and grab a snake. No. He's not talking about that. He's talking about your protection, your insurance, your blanket that he put over you. Amen. If you want to call in, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We have a caller. We have a caller online. Amen. It's for a moment. And we have a caller online. We have one caller. Amen. In just 1 minute, you can go right ahead. Okay. Go right ahead. I think you're on the air. Yes. Hello?
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. How are you?
Okay. And you, woman of God, how are you?
I'm good. This is Sister Kim Rulak. How you doing? Just
okay.
Wanted to say, when the devil tempted Jesus the three times, Jesus put the word back on him, and mm-hmm. that lets us know power in the word. When God said in the beginning, let there be light, there was light, he spoke it, and light came into existence. Yeah. Then in Proverbs 18, it says, the power of death and life is in the tongue.
Yes.
When we come to Christ, the word says that if we shall confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised you from the dead, we shall be saved. We have to speak it. All of that
yes.
talks about power in the word, power in the tongue. There's power in words. Power in words.
Yes.
And Romans 12:2, it says, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, meaning that we have to speak to our mind. We have
yes.
to speak to our mind
yes.
in order for our mind to receive what is already embedded in us through Christ. We have to speak to
yes.
our mind, through our situation, and let it be known. That guess what?
Yes,
see,
yes.
You can't have my mind. You can't have my heart. You can't have my situation. You can't have my children. We have to speak it. And once we speak
yes.
that, once we speak it, we
yes.
believe it. We believe that we come. As we continue to speak a thing, we continue to believe it, and we bring more power to it.
Yes.
Because
yes,
the more we
yes.
speak, the more we live it, the more we believe it. So as we speak it, it comes into existence even the more every time we speak it. Because I believe that every time we speak it, we believe it even the more.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think
I like that
I'm one of that I know that in a bad situation, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And then people say, oh, don't say that. No, that's the truth. That's the reality in this world. There are many people that have a battlefield going on in the mind because of the bad situation
yes.
I was in. I thought I was going to lose my mind. But God
yes.
said, not
yes.
so. But when I armed myself
yes.
in this word of God and I began to speak to my situation,
mm-hmm.
I began to speak
mm-hmm.
life through the word of God. I believe to impart the word of God in my life by reading it and living it. And I began to confess this word daily. I began to pray
yes.
this word. And as I began to do that, the power of God renewed my mind.
Praise God. Praise God.
And people say, oh, no, not so. Yes, it is so, because I was saved in 1983. Don't tell me that the enemy is not going to come after you. He comes after all of us. And he comes at the battlefield of our mind.
Yes, yes.
In yes. our mind, that's how we come. And I thank God for this word today. I thank God this refreshing, renewing word. Because he said our minds need to be renewed. That's a daily application.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's a daily application. We can't, if we don't read and pray and fast in a day-to-day basis, if we ain't reading every day, fasting a day or two or three or 4 weeks, praying every single day for Paul's sake, we ought to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
That's speaking
right.
it. Sometimes we're interceding, we're not praying out loud, but when we speak it, when we speak things, it's just more power to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in this word. That's how the mind becomes renewed on a day-to-day basis, because we speak it and we bring it to life by living it. That's how we bring this word to life. We are the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. He has the light to us when we came in.
Amen.
The demons, the
angels,
the false angels. When Satan was kicked out of heaven, he took one third with it. He didn't go alone.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
nope.
there was some
nope.
what he said that caused them to turn away from God. But
yes.
God got all
yes.
power. He has all
yes,
power.
He
has given that power to us when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. We got the power. It's up to us if we exercise
yes.
it or not.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you. You hit a revelation. I got a revelation of what you were saying there, is that when we speak to our mind, you know, the mind itself, Paul was saying the mind need to be renewed. That means the mind is coming alive. You're making it new, you know, because of the things that we had. We was born in sin, dead. And it was dead to the spirit. And live dead things. So now you're bringing it to life by what we speak. I
Amen.
Caught that revelation. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. One woman of God. Amen. Thanks for the call. And we have another caller. Amen. We got a little time left. Amen. Speak life to yourself. The caller was saying, speaking life to yourself. Amen. We forget. Amen. I remember a gentleman on the radio many years ago that really helped me also, because I never thought as a Christian, amen, I would be battling against my mind. But Paul said, amen, in the Word of God, that he found that in his members, amen, there was a war. There was a war going on in his members, amen. There's a war going on that, amen, he desired to do good, but evil was present. He was talking about the evil communication. Amen, that he had learned, you know, he was a Rhodes Scholar, many languages, and he had learned in his mind things. And all of a sudden, you know, when the law, God said, do not, and his mind is always programmed to say, do. You know, when I go overseas to different countries, and we drive on the road here, and other countries, they drive on the other side of the road. And I have to remember, if I get to talking and looking around, and I told my friends, I'm not going to drive. I'm like, well, you've been here many times. You should. I said, no. I forget, because when I'm programmed in America to drive, amen, on a certain side of the road, when I get in traffic and get in those big intersections over there, I forget, and I could have an accident, you see. So your mind been programmed. Your mind been programmed in certain conditions and trials and tribulation and hurt and hunger, amen. The enemy had put you through all of that, you know, make us slaves and train us to suffer, amen. But God said we come that we might have life. So when you speak to yourself, you listen, I don't have to take this today. You know, I'm a more than conqueror in Christ Jesus, amen, that strengthened me. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ, amen. You've been to speak life to yourself in all areas, not in one area. In all areas of your life, amen, you begin to, the inner man begin to get strong, stronger and stronger daily. God bless you. I thank you for calling, first caller. Amen. That's why the Holy Spirit, he give us revelations. He help us to see a view of things. And faith come by hearing the word. Sometimes when you read out loud. You read the Bible, let's read out loud. Read out loud and let's hear the words, put gospel tapes on, gospel readers that read the Bible, amen, and let it read, and that you can hear the words, because it goes into your conscious, then it goes into your subconscious, amen, and through your subconscious it brings back, amen. You might not remember the scripture, but you can also remember it's biblical and it's right. You hear things that, oh, that's not right, but your inner man. And I thank God for all of you that's listening today, those that might not be able to call in, but you can go, amen, and listen to Blog Talk Radio, and you can get this program. It's already pre-recorded, and share it with your friends. But one thing I've found what James had said in the book of James, he said, a man seemed to be religious and bridle not his tongue, amen. But if he doesn't visit the widows, the offering, you know, those that are stressed, doesn't have. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself, your mind begin to pull back, become complacent. You begin to pull back to the old information. You have to give your body and your mind new information, new ideas, new experiences in Christ by helping people, doing things. Go out to places and talk to people. Amen. That helped renewing. That helping being involved. You have to be, amen, and touching people's lives. God kept us here. God took us through. Amen. Write this book that you're going through, whatever you're going through now. Write it down and write it to where you say, I can be able to share with those. And when you can write it and explain it out in the book, because if you can't talk to anybody about it, you can write it out. Write it out and share it. Amen. And share it with somebody about your problem. God bless you today. Thank you for being here. Blog Talk Radio will be here every Thursday at 7 o'clock. Amen. Those of you who would like to write, amen, you can also write at P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320 USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320 USA. Amen. If you want to visit us on Facebook, subscribe, www.youtube.com. You want to visit us on YouTube, www.youtube.com. User, JCI Ministries. Facebook. Visit on Facebook, www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistry.inc. Facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistry.inc. Or if you want to go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And we'll close with a prayer. Father, we thank you for all those that are here. We agree. You say we're two or three touch and agree. And Lord, we agree right now through the sounds of our voice and those that join us today, tonight, wherever they are, Lord, that you will bring victory. Victory, victory. Lord, we know that you bring strength and you're bringing us through. God bless you and have a Jesus-filled day. Thank you for calling. Block Talk Radio. Jesus Christ. Amen.